flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So Minneapolis-based Target will phase out its DEI programs that support Black employees, Black-owned businesses, and LGBTQ plus inclusion. After hearing this, a lot of Blacks took to social media to call for massive boycotting of all Target stores. Social media influencer Tabitha Brand posted a video to make consumers aware of how a boycott would negatively impact the sales of Black-owned brands that are sold in Target stores. Tabitha Brand has several products that are now being sold at Target. Research gathered for The Insider shows that nearly 8 out of 10 shoppers in the U.S. shop at Target, and Target's typical consumer is a white suburban mother between the ages of 35 and 44 with a household income of $80,000. So here's a question. What do you guys think about this? If we boycott Target, do we boycott every store that has gotten rid of its DEI program?
And
first of all,
majority, right?
Isn't that believe Target was one of the contributors to the Trump campaign, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, one of the biggest, I think.
If I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So you are dealing with an ownership that is pro-Trump anyway.
Yeah.
Now, what you have to pay attention to is how many companies follow suit. He did what he said he was going to do. And you boycotting Target, I mean, okay, if that's what y'all want to do, but what is that going to do? Because she's absolutely correct. The Black businesses that have products in there, they going to get hurt too. Mm-hmm. It's just we're in a tough spot here, man, because all this is in Project 2025. You see, this Make America Great Again, I kept trying to tell people, Make America Great Again for who? All you can do is push it back. And every time we push back, we pushing back into all types of stuff. The DEI is affecting college entry level stuff. Mm-hmm. They erased the 1964 Civil Rights Act.
Civil Rights, that's right. Yep.
Do you understand there's no more affirmative action? There's no more holding people to the fire to make sure that minorities are included? No, man. So now they're going to make America great again when it was greater for them, when they controlled everything. And now they're back to control and they can hire who they want to hire, do like they want to do. And that's a sad space we're in now.
And you got to think about it. You're so right, Steve, about hurting our Black businesses. I mean, when you think about it, it's Tabitha Brand. It's Taraji P. Henson. I think she has hair products in there. Tracy Ellis Ross with hair products in Target. You know, so you're going to be hurting these people as well. You want to do something maybe, but is this the smartest move?
And if you don't get your products out of Target, where are you going to go? And wherever else you go,
yeah,
aren't they doing the same thing?
Man, this guy is doing what he said he's going to do.
Right.
And I said all along, it will benefit the rich, but I'm very deeply concerned about the common man.
Mm-hmm. You said that. That's true.
And now it's starting to play itself out. And it's no holes barred, man.
But they said day one, Steve. They said on day one. And that's what he's been doing. He's been in office, what, a week?
Man, he's picking up people. ISIS is out there busy picking people up, deporting people. Are they down there? They send troops down to the border. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and DEI, they getting rid of all of it. Because here's the deal. If you don't have, understand what the civil rights movement and affirmative action did. It made companies have to hire X amount of minorities and women.
Because otherwise,
now that you don't have to do that, you can put your people in place. And they can turn a blind eye to all of the other stuff that goes on behind closed doors in the boardroom. Because if you ain't got no blacks and women in there and Latinos and everybody reporting, wait a minute, they're doing this. It can go unchecked. So now they get to put all of their white people in power and position and control the narrative.
Yeah, you're so right. In a perfect world, we wouldn't need DEI. In a world without racism, we wouldn't need these programs. But because it's not a perfect world and there is racism, we have to include everyone. And that's what's been happening, you know? And now they're cutting that out, so we're going to be left out if we... I don't have the answer to that one. What are
America wasn't built on DEI. America was built on the backs of slaves. Mm-hmm. So now, let's just make America great
again. For free. Yeah, for free.
And here we are, man. So.
It's going to be a long ride, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long ride.
Yeah. And we know the problem, Unc, is there, how do we fight this, though? What is the plan to fight this? Do we have a plan to fight this?
The fight was at the voting box.
Polls. Polls in November.
That was the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you lost that fight. So now you got to take the ass whooping.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't really have a plan. I can't come up with a plan for this because he has. The entire Republican Party has bowed down to this guy. And nobody's fighting back.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude is doing some ridiculous stuff to...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The birthright thing that he's trying to reverse, that if you're born in the United States, you don't become a citizen. He's trying to flip that back. That's constitutionally not the correct thing to do.
Yeah. Project.
But he's trying to do that.
It's a real thing.
And the Gulf of America. Who? Boy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.